Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are, of course, the number one worldwide internet, and I did say internet, talk radio network on the planet. Direct calls, and we would welcome phone calls tonight, folks. Our U.S. number is, get the pencil out, 1-877-270-8714. Let me do that again. 1-877-270-8714. For Canada, I'd love to get a call from Canada tonight. 1-888-284-3264. That is 888-284-3264. You can call in anytime and as often as you would like to as we share this next hour. This evening, my guest is Chris Topaz, a very nice young lady who has decided to allow us to follow her spiritual growth, her psychic ability, and see where it goes. Chris has opted to take some formal classes at a metaphysical college. Is that correct, Chris? Am I saying that right?
Yes. It's a seminary, but it's a metaphysical program, yes.
Seminary. Why are they calling it a seminary? What is it? Where is it?
It's in Indiana. It's called Camp Chesterfield, and it's actually located in Chesterfield, Indiana, about an hour outside of Indianapolis. And you can go there and also get your minister's license if you choose to do so as a spiritualist minister, or you can just go take classes.
Is this part of the First Spiritualist Church of England?
I have not researched enough of that part to know. I know that they are part of the Indiana Association of Spiritualists.
Okay. The First Spiritualist Church of England had many offshoots here in the United States, and Casa Dega, Florida was one of them. They used to do the same thing. You could become a minister there. I don't know if they still have classes. I've gone on the Internet, and it doesn't look like they do anymore. I know they did for years. But where you are going...
We had a discussion when I was there last week, and evidently there's not any place else in the United States that offers these classes, this program.
Tell us what the classes are.
Well, you can start off getting your, they have a core classes that you do, which are anything from meditation to chakras to guides and guidance, learning about your guides. And then you can branch out. There's a program for spiritual healing. There's a medium missionary program, which is developing your mediumship skills. And then, of course, after that, if you want to continue on your minister's license, there's the associate minister and then the final, you know, getting your minister's license.
What made you realize that you wanted or needed to develop your abilities, and what was the first thing that hit you out of the norm, if we can...
Okay. Well, I can honestly say that when I was a kid, I was very fascinated with it all, but I was involved in a particular religious denomination that found it to be sacrilegious, I guess would be the best way to put it. So I did not allow myself to even go there until probably the last few years. I would go and I would get tarot readings and really didn't take them to heart. I enjoyed them, and if things came true, I was excited about it and thought it was fun. But about 2.5 years ago, I began working with a medium in Austin, and she helped me start looking at some of my issues of what I came to this life to experience. And through the personal growth process, I started having more realization of that I had this energy that was running through my hands. I got my Reiki level 2 certification. And as I continued with that process, I started realizing that I actually had some other gifts of my intuition is where I would start, I guess, just really started to develop. I would know where things were, where if something was misplaced, I automatically knew where it was. And that's pretty much where it started. And then the more I continued to work with the medium, I realized that through messages of my guides that I could really develop into anything I wanted to do with it.
Ooh, and you just answered about half a dozen questions I had for you. Thank you. keep going.
Well, and then I went to a psychic fair in Austin, and that's when I was, I did a reading with a friend of the medium I work with, and she's the one that asked me why I wasn't already practicing as a medium, and I told her that I didn't feel like I had developed my skills yet, and she's the one that actually suggested Camp Chesterfield, because that is where she went.
Oh, cool.
And got her minister's license. And obviously, I didn't even know this lady, but I just felt led. And so I got online on the internet and started doing my research.
You know, it's interesting. It's like buying a book. You buy the book and you don't know why, but there's the title of another book or something in it that keeps you going on your path.
Right.
And obviously, this reading with this lady was one that was intended to give you encouragement and direction, which
right.
is great. Was there confusion? You said as a kid you were fascinated by all this. What do you mean by that? By what? Did you have dreams? Did you have feelings?
Well, I remember I had dreams, and they were very vivid. And, of course, being a kid, I was totally fascinated with A Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched. And I thought, oh, wow, that's fascinating. I wish I could do that. But I remember having an experience, and I think I was about 12 years old, where I imagined myself, and I guess I was in a meditative state, but I imagined myself outside of my body. And it felt so real, like I was looking over my living room from the ceiling. And
that sounds like an astral projection.
Yes, that's what I would
probably
say now.
Have you continued to do that?
I'm sorry?
Have you continued to astral?
Not so much, because, and I'm planning on working on that some now, just because, you know, over time, the more my family discussed it, I just thought that it was bad or wrong, so I wouldn't allow myself to do that anymore.
Interesting that you already had that kind of control. That kind of control that you're talking about, not allowing yourself to do that, is really an advanced ability. There are some folks that can't control it. Once it starts, if they don't have any knowledge or they don't have any guidance at all, it just seems to keep happening. They don't have any control.
Mm-hmm.
So you were further advanced than you gave yourself credit for.
Well, that's good to know.
I suspect that's been true all along, though.
Yeah.
How important has meditation been to your development? I tell people all the time, first start with meditation. But how important has it been to you?
I would say it's been the stepping stone for sure. I have tried several different ones. I have tried the guided imagery CDs, where it kind of guides you through the process. I've also taken a class at University of Texas with a Buddhist nun that taught us how to quiet our minds. And even if it was just starting with 5 to 10 minute meditations, just learning how to quiet your mind. And, of course, taking the classes at Camp Chesterfield, I've learned different ways to meditate. And that has definitely been the best way of connecting for me.
That seems like the starting point. I consider that a starting point for all of our growth, is learning how to meditate. But I find that I hear stories, people say that they got into that later. Dreaming was their big thing. And I know some metaphysicians that don't meditate at all. I don't know, at least not on a conscious basis. So, but to me, like you, it's really important that we do that.
Yes.
Were you confused when you started down this path? You were fascinated by it as a kid, but you put it aside for various reasons. Then you began living your life. I know that you have children, so you had your own business for a while. You're a bright, bright lady, and then boom, all of a sudden you're pulled back into it. So during that time frame of being away from it, or were you ever really away from it as you led your life?
I was away from it as far as my own development. I've always been very strong in my belief system of that you would pray, and I knew that God would hear you, and those types of things. But as far as having these types of abilities myself, I don't think it was ever even, I did not get it that I had that until probably about a year ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I
have to admit that I'm surprised because you're so in tune.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a matter of that blocking out that we were talking about. I intentionally have blocked it for a very long time because, according to this, I was raised Southern Baptist. And according to that belief system, you were going to burn in hell, basically.
What's your view on religion now that you mentioned God and your belief in God a moment ago, but what is your opinion or your view on organized religion now that you have allowed yourself to develop and are taking classes intentionally developing? Is organized religion still a part of your life? Chris? Well, folks, I think we've lost her. I know for a fact that where she lives up on the lake, severe weather has set in. And, in fact, we're getting quite a deluge right here in central Austin. So Chris may or may not be back with us. I will ask my program manager and producer to please try to reach her again, and we'll go from there. I hope that you don't lose me completely. Also, you might lose me before this evening is over with. Chris was going to be kind enough to travel, let us travel with her.
Are you there?
As she develops and as she takes these courses, she'll be taking others, and what it's like to intentionally and with fervor develop your abilities, whatever they might be. She's going to be with us probably 3 times a year, maybe a little more often, and share with us her growth and her path. Our purpose in this is wanting folks to know what it's like for those of you that are just starting on your own path, wanting others to know that they're not by themselves, and some of the things that might happen as you travel and open up. How family might and friends might treat you, and some stumbling blocks that might happen in your day-to-day life as others impose their opinion and their will on you, and what you can maybe do about it, and hopefully have access to a support system. I've been trying to encourage Chris to develop a website, maybe a blog of some sort, to keep us informed on her path. I would like to hear from you on your own development on my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Would love to have and listen to your stories as well. You can call in tonight at 877-270-8714. That's the U.S. number. The Canada number is 1-888-284-3264.
Elaine, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
One. Hi.
Okay, I'm here.
We lost you there for a while.
I guess it's the storm. We're having a big storm.
Yeah, I just kept right on talking, telling people why we were doing this. We were talking about your religious, or your attitudes towards organized religion now that you've done this on purpose. You've grown in not a different direction, but what I like to consider an additional direction to religion.
Well, as I began to say, I believe I have such a bigger concept and a more intimate relationship with God, my Creator. I believe, you know, we all have the same God, whether it's whatever name you choose to use. And so it's really interesting how I now even have a more open, broader concept for all the different types of religion. I feel some people obviously need that organized type. I just choose to be more of a free thinker and feel that everyone, regardless of your belief system, has the same ability.
With that in mind, do you view the world any differently as a whole? Do you see colors a little differently? Are you more patient with people? How has some of this training affected your day-to-day life?
Oh, yes. I would definitely say that one of the issues, of course, that I addressed was the judgment issue, because we all, every day, whether it's how somebody dresses or looks or what their political view is, we all have some form of judgment. But the more open-minded you become, I have seen more of, I'm just absolutely in awe and open-minded of everybody's different belief systems. You know, I've even considered I would like to take a trip to India, because I believe that they're very spiritual people, and learn more about the way that they choose to worship. So I've just become very open-minded to all different types of things, and I just feel like a sponge.
Do you find it, ooh, I like that term, like a sponge. Do you find it difficult or easier to live a normal day, whatever normal means, normal day-to-day life, as you walk this path?
Definitely
harder.
I would say much easier. I have much more compassion for people. I don't walk around feeling angry. You know, I feel like whether we're stuck in traffic, you know, with road rage or whatever it is, you just learn how that everything happens for a reason and everything has a purpose. And it has allowed me to let go of a lot of that, those yucky emotions, I guess you would call, and just kind of go along a lot more open-minded, just knowing that I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Do you think that you're on more than one path at a time?
Sure.
What would you say your most important path is right now? You're learning these things on purpose.
Yes.
We honor that. You're raising your children. You're working your job. You're living your life. How do you find a way to put it all together, or do you separate it and work at each path differently?
Well, luckily, my home life, my partner is very open and as well is working on her spiritual path. And then Kirsten, my daughter, has also been, we've realized that she's very gifted. So I feel like we're all open to it, and everybody's excited. And when I come home from a seminary weekend, or if I go to a seminar of some sort, and it's the same for them, we all come home and we want to share it with each other. So I'm blessed in the fact that we are all very supportive of each other, and when I need to go, my family steps up to the plate to allow me to be able to do this spiritual stuff that I'm doing. And it's pretty much
a blessing
my whole lot.
What a blessing that is, because I know there are folks out there that are listening that their families or their friends or both are not as supportive. And that makes it hard when you're trying to develop psychically or spiritually, or both, and you're trying to study subjects that are not readily accepted by the public. So you and I both have been blessed by that. But particularly someone like you who has made a choice to go to a school that dedicates itself to this kind of knowledge, and they're right behind you. That's wonderful.
Yes.
You are so blessed with that. Your kids are teenagers, are they not?
Yes, my son in 10 days will be 19, and my daughter is 16.
That 16-year-old, would you consider her an indigo child or a crystal child or any of those children? Is she just her own person?
She's definitely an indigo child. She's very good.
An indigo child. We could do a whole show on that. Let's remember.
Okay.
To have you back when we do the indigo child thing. It's hard raising a psychic kid.
Yes.
I know that. You made the comment a while ago about considering it a gift. First of all, you're developing your psychic ability as you develop your spiritual ability, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing that on purpose, or are you trying to keep them separate?
I'm doing it on purpose.
Okay.
I feel like as I'm given the gift of psychic ability, that is, for me, it's all for the greater good of my spirituality. It's to connect with God and to have, really, in the spiritualist church, what they explain it as is to prove the continuity of life. And
okay, say that again. To improve?
To prove the continuity of life.
To prove, okay,
mm-hmm.
the continuity of life.
So
you know, you're...
That we, when we go to the other side, per se, when we pass away, that we're really still on just on the next plane. And as I am learning, I just got back from seminary, I could feel the spirits right with me, the energy of them, and it just made it so real for me that they never really leave us.
They, meaning your spirit guides?
Yes, the spirit guides, and then, of course, when our loved ones pass on, they can come and check on us at any time.
Do you think that they go through the white light and get to come back, or they hang around?
I think they go, well, it's whether they choose to or not. Most people, I would think, would go to the white light, but then what I've been learning is there are people that, say, commit suicide or leave in a tragic manner, will hang around until they realize that they can go to the white light.
Interesting. I wonder if the white light is presented to them right away and they just don't see it, or if they are allowed to ignore it.
Well, I know,
you know?
That the one time I had an experience, the house we bought actually had a spirit here of a man who had committed suicide. And my understanding was is he did not want to go to the light. He was afraid he was going to be punished for killing himself.
Oh.
And the medium I work with explained to him that there is no judgment there and he could go home. And from what we understand, he still visits us on occasion because he likes it here. But now I don't think it's because he's a tortured soul.
Poor baby. He probably feels safe here.
Yes.
With you both.
Yes.
What do you intend to do when you get to a certain level of knowledge? Do you intend to teach? Do you intend to have a practice? What do you intend to do?
Both.
Okay.
I intend to, as I said, my partner is, her main gift right now is she's really focusing on using her gift of healing. She's really involved in this energy class we're taking. And as I'm taking it with her, I'm seeing that this is really a draw for her. I can see that she's really developing that area. I, on the other hand, really am developing more of with my mediumship and my psychic abilities. Not to say that I can't do some of the healing. I just think I'm being more drawn to this other direction. So I really see us probably having a practice, and we will also be teaching. And we've both seen for ourselves and had confirmation from other psychics that we are going to have a healing center where we will be teaching some of the things we're learning.
All right. You'll have to keep us informed of that. While you were off the air, I made the comment that I didn't know whether you were going to create a website, if you had already or not, or if you had created a blog where we could keep up with your growth.
Well, I have not, but that's a wonderful suggestion, so I guess I can certainly look into that and let you know next time.
That would be great, because I know there's so many people out there that are all on all levels of growth. Some who are just scared to death by their dreams, their feelings. Some who can't, for one reason or another, take a class because their family or friends are afraid of them. So, and some just have this ability, their hands get hot and they don't know what to do with it. So it would be wonderful to have a way, if it's not too much trouble for you, to let people look over your shoulder and share some of the bumps that you run into, some of the glories that you have, where you are in your growth. I firmly believe we never slide backwards. I think that sometimes we get caught up. I think we always go forward. I think we don't always realize we're going forward.
Right.
So if you wouldn't mind doing that, that would be great. And next time you're on, or between now and then, you can let me know and I can pass on the information and
okay.
get it out here for folks.
Okay.
That would be such fun.
Yes, I would be more than happy to do that.
Do you think it's necessary? You're going to set up a school, so this is kind of a loaded question. But when you're beginning to learn these things, like, and I hesitate to call you a beginner because I truly believe you're not, but for the sake of questioning, do you think it's necessary to go to a school? And you know, there's so many people out there who can't, lack of time or whatever. And if they can't get to formal training, what is your first suggestion to them besides getting a good meditation coach?
Well, the main thing, I don't think you have to get the formal schooling to develop as a medium, a psychic, or a healer. I do think it's important to have a mentor or somebody to help you along the way when you don't understand what's happening to you. The benefit of going to the school for me has been, for instance, I took a class this last time on counseling. Well, the bottom line is what it taught was the ethics that you have to follow, because when you're doing a reading, even if you're just doing a tarot spread, or if you're doing your using your medium skills and channeling for the spirits, you still need to know the proper ethics and learn about confidentiality, because people come to you and they share very private personal information, and you have to know, you know, what you can and cannot share. And most of the time, it's not much. But
that's true. It's totally confidential as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I learned as well, though, is you still have to follow the ethics code. If some, you know, as a counselor does, say if somebody's threatening to harm someone else, then you have to turn that over to the proper authority. So I've been learning those kind of things, just the basics of what you kind of need to know. And, you know, like I said, if you have a mentor, you might have learned those through that person. And
sounds like the business end of the product itself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Are
you changing physically while you're going through this process? I hear some people say they do and others don't. Are you changing physically?
Oh, yes. The biggest thing I can tell you is I have been taking antidepressants for the last 16 years, and I'm not taking them anymore as of the last, probably 2 months. And I didn't think I was ever going to be able to get off of them. And I just feel that spirit has
healed. Have you talked to your doctor about that?
Yes. And the same thing.
What did your doctor say?
Well, it was interesting, and she's very open-minded. I just told her that my body had been rejecting them, and she said, well, if your body's been rejecting them for a period of time, then you may not need them. So that's where she went with it. Now, when I went to talk to my medium friend, she actually spoke to my spirit guides for me. I guess she called the person in that looks at your medical, your body. And
right.
They told me the reason my body was rejecting it is because I didn't need it anymore.
And with that in mind, let's go a little bit further. What about your sleep patterns? Are they changing?
Yes. What I'm aware of is, especially when the energy is running really high, I don't need as much sleep. But if I say, like I was at seminary for the week, and I just was in the energy the whole entire week, so I came home and just kind of crashed and burned for 2 days.
Yeah, that sort of energy either saps you or it just keeps you going for another 2 weeks when you're out of it.
Right.
A little bit like doing a psychic fair. Just wait. You'll be doing psychic fairs. Then you'll laugh, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going on that vein. Your sleeping patterns are changing. Has your personality changed as such, or your likes, your dislikes?
I don't feel like I'm the same person, although, you know, physically it might be, but I definitely enjoy, I noticed that I don't enjoy, say, watching violence on TV. Not that it was a pleasure before, but I didn't mind it. I tend to want to spend more of my time in positive things that are for personal growth. And like I was saying earlier, I just feel like I have a more positive outlook on everything.
And you're managing to carry that through no matter what's happening with you in your day-to-day life?
It is getting there. The one thing that I'm still struggling with a little bit is having such an open heart. I'm also having to learn how not to let when others are in a negative place not pull on my energy. Because I'm just kind of an open, you know, just trying to radiate love all the time, but when people aren't around you or when they're not as loving, sometimes I let it hurt my feelings. So I'm having to learn how to disconnect and look at it and go, you know, that's their stuff. So that I'm still struggling with a little bit on that.
That'll come, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're all human, and in spite of the fact that we're working on our spirituality, we still have the ego, the human ego, and all that to deal with. So we, those of us that work it every day, we have to remember not to be our own worst enemy, too.
Right.
So you'll get there. Not that we're all perfect. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm still not there. So
mm-hmm.
be super patient with yourself.
Yeah.
Have you found your nutrition needs changing, or did you do something on purpose? I know that sometimes people will say you get rid of the flour, no alcohol, no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
How has your nutritional needs, or have they changed?
Well, that's interesting, too, because in the last couple of years, I became absolutely intolerant to alcohol. And I thought it was just my age at first. I was like,
you're
okay, you're getting older and you just can't hang anymore. But what I'm realizing now is just the level that I'm vibrating at and with my energies, I just am absolutely intolerant to alcohol. And as far as nutritional, I know that... And I'm not, and my body is not very tolerant to sugar and flour. That would be true. When I do eat them, it pulls on me. It makes me tired, whereas I never had that problem before.
What about meat?
I
don't know what that bugging is. I'm sorry. It might have something to do with the weather. I apologize.
Yeah, I think
Go
it
ahead.
Really does. As far as meat, I have also become less able to eat. I do not eat much red meat at all. My body does not want to digest it. And what I'm learning is that my energy levels are much higher, and I'm more able to connect if I eat a lot lighter, say more vegetarian stuff, and then I might have some meat for the protein, but I tend to do fish or chicken, and I really try to keep that to a minimum.
Do you think that eventually you'll be pretty much vegetarian or fruit and veggies?
Yes. I do. Because I also know the more I'm learning that when we eat, our bodies, the energy that it takes to digest our food, if it's tied up in the digestion process, you don't have that energy readily available to you to develop your psychic abilities.
Maybe that's why the Indians and some of the other folks are just primarily fruits and nuts and berries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about Buddhism and their nutritional attitudes or some of the other religions, but I just remember there are some that that's pretty much all they eat, and they're very, they're highly spiritual and well connected to the spirit world.
Yes.
We know the school at Camp Chesterfield. I have to say that there are some in Europe, for those of you out there that are interested in looking into a formal school. There's the First Spiritualist Church of England, and I apologize, I cannot remember the right school. John Holland graduated from a school. He's a writer and a psychic. You could go online and look in his at his website and probably get the name of his school, or at least the first in his first book, he mentioned the name of that school. I know there's several in Europe. There's one in Germany and at least two in England, and I think there's one in Sweden, but I'm not sure. There wasn't one time. So there are other psychic development schools out there. It's just a matter of where you live and finding it. In the meantime, if you don't have a formalized school, like Chris went to, a Camp Chesterfield, then finding someone in your community that is willing to teach classes of some sort, whether they're strictly psychic development courses or whether they're a subject. when you started studying, did any one particular subject catch your eye in terms of learning that?
I would have to say the very first thing I did was take Reiki.
That's a healing course.
Okay.
Yes. It certainly teaches you to open up and learn how to channel the energy.
Yes.
That's so important, I believe, in learning how to channel that energy and being able to direct it where you need it, whether it's in meditation or a healing, or whether it's using it like in your mediumship, because you'll use that in your mediumship.
Yes.
Tremendously. Yeah. My word on that, if I may, is pick a subject. Astrology, numerology, Reiki, tarot, pick a subject and focus on the subject, and you'll learn more about yourself that way. Also, and about spirit. So if you can't go to a formalized school, then find someone in your area that you can study with, and maybe partner up with a friend. And make it a pal thing so you can do some of the exercises and practice together. It sounds like you have someone to do that with in your family and friends section. That's great that you can do that. You have already connected with your guides or some of your guides?
I've connected with them all now. At camp this last week, besides taking classes, at the end of the day, I would take a development class. So there is a medium that sits with a group of people that are developing their mediumship, and she is able to confirm or help you a little bit along the way of, you know, who do you think that is talking to you. And so that was an amazing process, and I did pretty well at that. And then I also went to a trance class, where she demonstrated spirit coming in and speaking through her using their voice.
Using the spirit's voice.
Yes. Obviously, it's her voice box, but it's them just speaking through her.
Okay.
And that was pretty phenomenal. And then I also went to some seances, which I guess in my mind I always thought was going to be some sort of you know, Harry Carey kind of weird thing, and it actually was some of the same stuff. It's spirit coming through the medium and directly speaking to the person that they're trying to communicate with. So when I went down there this time, I knew two of my guides, but then at the end of the week, I then had the rest of them. And that's amazing. That's really amazing, because once you are able to identify with them, now I also know all of their energies. So when I say one of their names and ask them to come, you know, to me, I can feel their energy, and I know who I'm dealing with.
And you'll know them even if you don't call them. You'll know when they're there.
Right.
You'll feel them. You'll recognize them in dreams and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has there been any one book or person or teaching technique that's kept you, quote unquote, sane and on track as you go through your growth?
Well, I read a lot of books, which I think the more people I come in contact with that are in the metaphysical plane that I am, you know, we often end up with a library. I know that I have, there was a book called Spirit Communications, and I cannot remember who wrote it. That was really interesting to me, because it actually explained the foundation of spiritualism and spiritualism back, you know, to the Fox sisters, and that was very helpful. And then, of course, all the different tools. That book explained all the different tools, from tarot reading or spirit art or mediumship. There's just a lot of different ways to communicate with spirit. I would say that was an interesting book. And then, of course, I've read books on the law of attraction and taken the tarot class, and I've read books on that. And I don't know that I pinpoint one in particular. There's just so many different subjects, and it just depends on what you're drawn to.
Like I said a while ago, if a book title catches your eye, for heaven's sakes, go ahead and read it. There's something in it you need, even if it's just one sentence. And people, in particular person, somebody on television, radio, I know that your medium here has been very instrumental in helping you, encouraging you to down this path. So other than her, anyone in the public eye or someone, some little old lady on the corner?
You know, it's funny. I watch anything on TV that has anything to do with, I watch Medium, I watch Ghost Whisperer. The movie Premonition came out, and I'm loving the fact that that's a mainstream movie. Anything that deals in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm, I just am, like I said earlier, a sponge. I just love to watch it, and I feel like you can get little things, like you said, even if it's a sentence, if it's just something small.
What now? Where do you go from here? You're not through at Camp Chesterfield, are you?
No. I'm really.
You fully intend to get your minister's license, don't you, through them?
Well, at this point, I am focusing on getting my medium missionary license. And through them, they require 2 years of study. And it's not because I could probably get all the classes done by the end of this year, which would be about a year for me. It's the fact that you still have to develop, and they want to see you with 2 years of development, and then you would be given your medium missionary license. You have to test for it and everything. Of course, the purpose behind that through the school is then you would have a license to back up what you're doing, I guess for legality purposes.
Most states require that for doing weddings and that sort of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. To start a church, you have to have a licensed minister to start a church of any kind.
Correct. Well, on the medium missionary side, you wouldn't be able to do that. It's 4 years, actually, to get your minister's license to go through Camp Chesterfield.
That's a long time.
Yes.
That's typical. You have quite a road ahead of you, don't you?
Yes. I'm excited.
Do you intend to become proficient in astrology or numerology or any of that?
I would like to learn. I think right now I'm just a little overwhelmed with trying to learn everything else. I'm in the process of learning the tarot with you, and I think the next thing is probably astrology.
That has eluded me. My brain is not wired. I know just enough astrology and numerology to deal with tarot.
Mm-hmm.
Any other time that I have tried to become proficient with it, it just becomes mesh for me. It just doesn't stick. I don't know why.
I feel the same way. It feels overwhelming to add that to the pile at this point.
that's
why I feel like, you know, when I get proficient in where I am now, that if I'm supposed to do that, I'll be led to that. But that's not in my immediate future.
What words of encouragement would you have for those out there that are beginning to know that they must develop and there's hesitancy or fear of some sort? What would you tell them?
I would say, for myself, I've never felt such peace in my life. When I turned over my control and am allowing everything to develop as it's supposed to. And I believe that everyone has a gift, and it may come out in different ways. Like I said, my partner is a healer, an energy healer, and she doesn't necessarily intend to practice any type of mediumship skills, but I think everyone has a gift, and if they would, for me, the biggest thing was letting go of the organized religion belief system of the fire and brimstone and allowing myself to see that this is my path, but I have a much more intimate connection, like I said, with God and my spiritual awareness. So mainly.
But you haven't left religion as per se behind. You're finding that this part of your past has enhanced your beliefs.
Correct.
And you said a while ago you felt like you had a much more intimate relationship.
Yes, correct.
I wish organized religion could understand that they look at these subjects as being the devil's playground. And first of all, you have to believe in the devil, I guess. But I've grown up with this, and I just don't find, I mean, in fact, my grandfather was a Baptist minister. I just don't find that to be true. We had tarot cards and Bibles and everything else laying around the house, and they just all meshed.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish more people were open-minded about it.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing. Even at Camp Chesterfield, they have classes I'm going to be taking on the Old Testament, the New Testament, and they will also discuss, because there are many different forms written in the Bible about these gifts, and depending on which Bible you get, there were some, evidently, quite a few parts that were left out at one time. So,
yes.
You know, the more I'm learning, I bought what they suggested for me to buy at camp. I took History of Modern Spiritualism, and they suggested we buy the Lamsus Bible. And it's written originally in Sanskrit, but obviously the version that I bought is translated into English.
There's also a book, if we can find it. I think it's out of print now. It's called The Bible and the Tarot.
Uh-huh.
And they take the major arcana cards, and those are the ones that, for those of you that don't read tarot, they have a title, like the moon, the star, the death card, the tower card, other than knight, king, queen, page. The lady takes, Celine is her first name, and I've just lost her last name, The Bible and the Tarot. She takes those cards and does a biblical analysis of chapters of the Bible that fit with that card. Now, granted, you could say you can make anything fit if you want to badly enough, but the writing is just phenomenal, and the comparison is just amazing. Of course, there's one thought that the Bible was, I mean, that the Tarot was created to teach the masses the Bible because the masses couldn't read. So, a little bit like our Sunday school now, where you color pictures and you learn songs and things, was supposedly that's one theory about why the Tarot was created. So, for those of you out there listening, try to find that. And if you're doing a biblical study, that may be one that you might want to try to find. Craigslist, Amazon, who knows where it would show up.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest to people all the time that when they're at garage sales, that they look for those old books, metaphysical books and spiritual books and books on Buddhism and things like that, because so often those books are older and they're no longer in print.
Right.
The harder to find things.
That's what I found when I was at Kansas last week, is I got to meet my master teacher, and he told me his name was Amos.
Told you what? I'm sorry.
Amos, my master teacher. And he told me there were books written about him. And the only thing I can find is, of course, there's a text in the Bible, Amos. He wrote certain scriptures in the Bible. But they've discontinued any of the, I believe, the books that he was referring to, because he came through in one of the seances I was in and told me he wanted me to read all about him. And
I just got the 1300s. You may have to go back to the 1300s to find things that were written about him.
Okay, yeah. I've gotten online and I've Googled his name, and I get little pieces about Amos the prophet, but it's not necessarily a book. And I did get online tonight, and Amazon might have a couple, but I didn't know enough about them to order one yet.
You know, you might also try a different spelling.
Okay.
Because remember, spellings changed.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be Amos as we think of it.
Mm-hmm.
It may begin with an E.
Mm-hmm.
Or have E-M-U-S, something like that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Fine. Yeah, find out what the Jewish spelling would be for Amos. The Jewish biblical or the Quran. Is that what they, the Jewish, I apologize for you Jewish folks out there. I don't remember the correct word for the book that you study. I think it's called the Quran. That doesn't sound right all of a sudden. It may be spelled a different way.
Well, I'll have to definitely look into it. I know that from what I've read so far, he was Jewish and he went to Israel back in the time of Jeroboam. And so there was just a very small book, I guess a small book written by him, and I'm definitely going to research it some more.
Good. Let us know. That's one of your journeys that you'll have to let us know about.
Okay.
Absolutely. What else would you like to share with us this evening for those folks that are just beginning and might be a little bit afraid to get started?
The main thing I was told when I left camp this last week, I explained that I wanted to continue to work on my mediumship between sessions. And the main thing I was told was, of course, to meditate, to talk to your guides every day. And the other thing, which I thought was interesting, is they suggest you put a very small glass of water next to your bed every night so that your chemist, or they even call it an alchemist, can... I don't know what you want to call it, but when you drink the water, it helps adjust the chemicals in your body so that it will help with your mediumship. From what I understand, you know, the body is made up of, what is it, 99% water? I don't know.
99 point something, that's close enough.
Yeah, and that they work through water. And so every night before I go to bed, I just take a small, maybe a quarter cup of water, and put it next to my bed, and I ask for them to use it for the greater good, and in the morning I get up and drink it down. So those were the three things they really suggested to me in between. And then she also suggested that as I continue along on this, I will be drawn to like-minded people, and that we could get our own development group going here. I live in Texas, and of course the camp's in Indiana, so I can't just go there all the time, but that get a group together and just start sharing what we're feeling, what we're seeing, the colors, and that's another way to help develop it.
And you're going to continue to share with us, right? We don't have you scheduled again, but I think we're going to do this about three or four times a year.
Okay.
Keep up with you, and they can check our schedule as we move on, and maybe next time we will have our listeners with some questions call in about where you've been, what you're experiencing now, and where you will go. I'd like to give the phone numbers one more time, just in case there's someone out there that would like to call. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. And our guest this evening has been Chris Topaz. We are following her growth, both spiritually and psychically, as she walks down this intended road. Our phone numbers for the U.S. are 1-877-270-8714. And for Canada, 1-888-284-3264. We have a few more moments left. If anyone out there has a question for Chris or for me, please give us a call. While we're waiting for the phone to ring, let me let you know that next week we're going to have Manny Pureheart. He has written a book called A Book of Answers, and he has a great little deck of cards that are called the Answer Cards. I call him the Word Man. He takes a word and does a wonderful essay on it. Check him out on Manny, M-A-N-I, at I-4-C-4-U, and that is the letter I, number 4, letter C, number 4, letter U.com. I for C for U meant www.i4c4u.com. And we're going to let you know Chris's, either her blog or her website, whatever she's going to set up for us in the next couple of months. I'll let you know. I won't make you wait until she comes back. As soon as she has that done, I'll get that to you so you can communicate with her or keep up with where she might be going on her journey. And you can go on my website, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Ireland, psychic.com, and check me out, see what's going on with me. Call us, call in anytime. We are here every Wednesday from 8:30 until 9:30. Going global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This has been Chris Kopasz. Chris, anything else you'd like to share with us?
Not at this time. Just blessings.
When are you going back to Camp Chesterfield?
I'm going to go back for Memorial Weekend.
And what will you be learning?
Oh, gosh, that one I'm taking a class on auras and fundamentals. And
what's in fundamentals?
I believe it's the basics, I know there's one called natural law, and fundamentals is similar to that. It's the fundamental basics of what you need to know to practice as a medium.
Ah, okay.
And
when do you think you'll start your practice?
I'm thinking in the fall sometime.
Okay, I cut you off. What else are you taking?
Laws of mediumship, and I don't remember the last one. I'm taking four classes. And
for a week? To be gone for a week?
No, this one will just be, they try to do it around holidays. So they have 3 week-long sessions a year. Other than that, it's just extended weekends. So next month, it'll be Friday through Monday.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come back lifted. You're going to come back wide open.
Yes. And I love it.
Obviously. Yes. I think it's great.
It's
Chris,
wonderful.
Thank you so much for sharing your adventure and your path with us. And we are looking forward to, I know I am, looking forward to your next check-in with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
We're going to go ahead and say goodnight because the weather is extremely bad, and the thunder and the lightning is really, really bad. So I think for Chris and I both, we need to get off the phone, which means off the air, but we certainly do thank you for being with us. And you can find me at ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And if you have any messages for Chris before she gets her site set up, you're more than welcome to leave them with me. I will pass on any emails or questions to her and let her answer them directly. How about that, Chris?
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. My love to your family. And we'll see you in a couple of months.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Be safe.